Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just curious, by show of hands, who here has been baptized? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's great to see. I had the joy of about half a year ago doing a baptism, and while I was preaching, that in a few moments, this little few-week-old child was about to become a child of God by baptism. Suddenly, this little boy's two older sisters piped up. Am I a child of God? Yes. So anyway, if we're born and baptized as a child, by baptism, they become a child of God. And the second little girl piped up. Am I a child of God? Are you baptized? Uh-huh. Well then, yes, you're a child of God. So again, one more time, show of hands, who's here has been baptized? Good, good, hands down. Now who here is a child of God? Very good. Hands down. Baptism is the adoption, when God the Father chooses to make us his son and daughter. And you guys all have been baptized? You guys are all children of God. In our gospel today, Jesus' disciples come up to him and say, Lord, teach us to pray. They must have seen Jesus pray, because Jesus would pray all night sometimes. And they go look at him and say, what is he doing? Like, when he prays, it's different. When he prays, he wants to do it for hours. What? Lord, how do you pray? Teach us to pray like that. And he doesn't teach us certain words to say. He does some, but he doesn't teach them certain postures they have to go in. Oh, that's good. More than anything, Jesus teaches them who God is and who he is. He says, when you pray, say, Father. Up to that point, the Israelites would talk to God as Lord, as King. They'd say poetically, he's kind of like a father. But Jesus changed everything and said, no, call God Father. And by baptism, he wants us to enter into his sonship. He wants us to call God Father, because he wants us to all become children of God. He wants us to be sons and daughters of God the Father. And he wants us to pray like that. To make sure we learn how to, he taught us certain words, the wonderful prayer of the Our Father, so we can always know exactly how to pray well as sons and daughters of God. But not only that, Jesus wants to go before God the Father as his sons and daughters. He wants us to go before God knowing that God is our Father and he likes to spend time with us. He wants to go before God as our Father who wants to hear everything that's on our hearts. So sometime today, just spend time with your Father. If you don't know what to say, you can slowly pray the Our Father. That would be wonderful. But also, you can just go to the Father and say, Father, I'm having a rough day. Or Father, thank you so much for my classmates. Whatever's on your heart, your Father wants to hear it. Because he's a good Father. And he likes spending time with his kids. One last thing. Jesus wants us to pray to God as our Father. And we can do that by praying the Our Father. We can do that by just talking to God as a son, as a daughter, to our Father. But one more place we speak to God as our Father, maybe even the best place we can speak to God as our Father, is the Holy Mass. I'm going to give you one key to help understand how to pray at Mass. The priest prays to God a lot. But when the priest puts his hands up like this,
You do this pretty often.
This is code for, I'm now talking to the Father. Whenever the priest has his hands up like this, we're entering into Jesus as a son and speaking to our Father. In a few moments, the priest is going to say a long prayer with his hands like this, because he's praying to the Father for a long time. With the priest, all of us here are supposed to pray to the Father until the most special time we can pray to our Father. The priest will raise his hands again like this and pray, Our Father. The most important time we can pray the Our Father. God is our Father, and he wants us to pray to him as his children. With the Our Father, just talking to him as a son or daughter, and most especially at the Holy Mass.